I keep it up.
Give me a hell yeah. I said give me a hell yeah.
Ransom Radio back in your life. I am your host, Eddie, along with my co-host,
Giorgio.
And then the fake Eric.
Fake Eric.
I'm fake Eric.
Fake Eric.
This is actually an Eric, too.
Eric, too. There you go.
Oh, yeah. Like well, that. It's Eric, too.
Eric T-double-O.
Or Eric T-W-O, whatever works.
I like T-double-O better.
Okay. So it's an Eric. This is Eric T-double-O. T-double-O.
I'll go
with whatever you guys
want. All right, Eric. So we have Eric 2 replacing Eric 1. Oh, Eric G.
Wait, this is Eric N.
This is Eric N.
And then Eric G's. Where is Eric G anyway?
Eric G's home because he's getting married tomorrow. No, he's getting married on Friday.
What an idiot.
Yeah.
I was about to say congratulations, but I guess, yeah, that makes sense too.
He's getting married on Friday, and his daughter's here from Utah, and you guys went to pick her up, so you don't know about all that. Yeah,
we drove over there to Utah. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, so that's pretty badass.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Right now, I want you to talk about...
That's what's happening. Eric is with his daughter right now, spending all the time he can, and I am so happy for him.
Eric G.
Eric G. Yeah, not Eric T-double-O.
El Cursi,
he's over there.
What I want to know, though, Eddie, is why last week's show wasn't put on. What the hell?
Dude.
I told my mom to listen in, and all she got was fucking nothing.
Look, I was having a bad day. Eric was having a bad day. You were having surprisingly a good day. But it's 2-1, so we just didn't do it. Sorry.
That's stupid.
It was a shitty show. I apologize, Steve, and everybody else for wasting their fucking time on us. Hey, today we have a special guest from the dude from the Dudes Brewing Company here in Torrance. They call it the Dudes. The Dudes over there on my right.
Why the fuck?
Delicious.
Really good fucking beer, by the way. So they're here. We're going to talk to them in a little bit. Before we start, this show is brought to you by Meal Adjusted Catering. Meal Adjusted Catering.
It's like
Meal Adjusted Catering.
It's a play on words, is it not?
It's supposed to be like maladjusted, but it's meal adjusted.
I like that.
That guy gets creative. He's pretty badass. Yeah.
So, and don't we have a clothing company?
We also do have a clothing company, Keep It Heavy Clothing, K-I-H, Keep It Heavy Clothing, supporting local metal all around the Southern California region. And also big, big thank you to Steve Guillen from Iguana Kelly's and of course, all the wonderful people here. Thank you guys so much for all the support and all the love all the time. And once again, we cannot say this enough. You guys need to come out here to Iguana Kelly's and fucking have some beers, have some drinks, kick the fuck back. And on Tuesdays, get over here. Tuesdays and Fridays now. Get over here and have some fucking tacos.
Well, last Wednesday.
And burritos.
And they got to come in on Wednesdays, too, when we were doing the show. Because last Wednesday, we got the Lost Coast Cup.
We did get the Lost Coast Cup.
When you buy the drink, you get a free pint glass.
I really like
that. And today.
Did you?
Today, Wednesday. Wait, you shut up.
Sorry, it's my first day.
First time. I'm talking about the cups right now. And then today, the dudes brought a whole bunch of their beer glass.
Their pints.
Beer can glasses.
Yeah, they're fucking badass.
They're cool.
Shit's pretty tight.
I'm going to buy like 4 more beers so I can make
Mike,
a set.
These are like the ones we stole from Buffalo Wild Wings, the Pabst ones. Remember the ones we stole from Buffalo Wild Wings, the Pabst? They're like that. Yeah. So, were they? No, they weren't, bitch.
Dude, the guys from the Dudes are here right now. You don't want to talk shit about the size of their cups.
I know, bitch. So today we have specials, obviously, here at Iguana Kiss. Oh, specials every day. 7-day specials here. Today's special is, fuck that. We're just going to talk about the wonderful beer these guys brought us, these gentlemen brought us, and now they're carrying it.
But before we
go ahead and do all that shit again, one more time, man. I can't say it enough. Thank you very much, Steve, here at Iguana Kelly's.
Steve, yeah.
We
He's
appreciate
playing pool right now.
He is playing pool. We appreciate
sharking it
everything, man.
pull shark.
And then we got Danny over here.
He's like lifting up his shirt.
We
like
got Danny, my boy over here, the door guy. Fucking nothing but love. Also, man, that guy's bad. I mean, everyone here is wonderful, and you know it.
Everybody's here cool. Everybody's cool.
Everybody's here cool.
Here cool.
Good vibe.
You heard JoJo? Everybody's here cool.
I'm rephrasing things.
Hey, how was your weekend?
Weekend was cool, man. I drove up with Eric G.
Not T-double-O.
Not T-double-O. Mm-hmm. We drove up to Utah to pick up his daughter. She lives out in Utah. She likes the cold weather and elks and stuff. Dude, I seen roadkill on the way back home. A full-size deer.
I heard you got a sweet name. Uncle Muffin. Uncle Muffin.
Yeah, so Eric's daughter called me Uncle Muffin. That's because I'm so sweet, dude. Seriously.
Uncle Muffin, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's a sweetness name. It's de cariño.
Yeah. So Uncle Muffin is here. And how was overall it was a cool road trip.
It was a very good road trip. We were only there for about 24 hours, but scary shit though. We almost died on the way back.
Awesome. Show me. Tell me.
Well, if you could imagine the 15. Is...
Only reason I say awesome is because you're alive.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. If not, I would have been fucking sad. I would have been crying right now.
The driver's seat of my car though is not all right. my asshole took a big chunk out of that. So the 15, if you know the 15, familiar with the 15. Mm-hmm. It's a two-lane road, usually. I mean,
the Vegas one, right?
Yeah. Once you're outside of Vegas, it's a two-lane road. So we're north of Vegas, driving back south. So, you know, I'm driving, coasting along, doing 80, 85, speed limit's 80, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I changed lanes to the right, slow lane, quote-unquote, and this truck was behind a slower car on the fast lane. He doesn't see me pull up beside him. He starts to merge over to my lane to the point where there's nothing but rocks.
That's okay.
And no guardrail, just like rocks.
Shit.
I would collide into granite.
Wow.
Yeah. So Eric was asleep and his daughter was asleep. And then I fucking shrieked like a little girl. I was like, oh my God!
I mean, yeah, at that point, what can
you do? I didn't know what to do. It was like a natural reaction.
Oh, screaming like a little girl's a natural reaction, yeah.
Eric wakes up and he's like, oh my God! He's freaking out because I'm freaking out. But nothing happened. We're okay. We're just a little shaken up.
Oh, fuck.
But that's it. Other than that,
it's good.
It was good. We were looking for strip clubs the whole time we were there.
Aww.
In Utah?
Yeah.
Sister wife strip clubs or what?
Yeah. Nothing happened, though. There's like, the beer is like 3.1% or something like that. It's like no alcohol content.
Here, have 25 of them. You'll get a buzz.
Pretty much.
How was your weekend, Eric? Two?
Eric, two.
How was your weekend, Eric, two?
We hung out together this weekend.
Yeah, we hung out this weekend. That's right.
Yeah, you hit me up Saturday. We went to the Bellator fight.
Yeah, we went to the Bellator fight.
Oh, my God.
How fun was that?
Great freaking night.
It was...
I had a blast. Dude, we go, we show up, we're like, okay, so... We just get the cheap seat.
Yeah.
You know, $40. Fuck it. We asked the guy, let's get...
The cheap seats were like front row or what?
Dude, hold on. Gets good.
Dude, we're like, oh yeah, let's get the cheapest seats we got. All right, $40. Boom, there you go, right? Next thing you know, the guy's, oh, you know what? Hey, you guys, we're going to sit you down like in the $80 section, but for $40. You know, because they're like, what the hell? Yeah, why not? So like, he gives us the tickets. We're like, obviously, because they're going to be on TV. So we obviously have a face for television, right?
Yeah. Because, I mean, we look like TV guys. So.
Yeah.
Put you up front so that you don't distract from the fighters.
There you go. That's what it was.
We were so good looking and so TV.
Dude, we were like
so TV-ish.
Like, pretty much like all the MMA fighters, like all the girlfriends, all the
Where we were sitting
wives.
At, that's where all the MMA...
The seats you got were essentially inside the ring. You guys had to fight each other, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So basically, so we get there, we're like, we get the cheapest tickets because we were on fucking, I was on Craigslist for fucking ever going crazy trying to find tickets, right, Eric? And
yeah.
I'm like, and
I forgot about the guy, too.
Yeah. And then, it's funny, when I'm sure the guy found out how cheap the tickets were because they did really bad on ticket sales. And then the guy texts me like nonstop, like, well, no, because at first he goes, well, somebody's offering me 60, so you're going to have to offer me more. And I was like, all right. And I told Eric, he's like, oh, let's go see how much they are. So we get there and you're like, $40. We're like, oh, okay, let's get them. Who cares? We're just here for the show. I guess the guy texted me like, oh, you can have them.
I'll give it to you. They're face value of 120. You can have them for 50. And I'm like, nope. He's like, well, somebody wants them so bad, so I want to give them to you. And I'm like, no. And then he's like, $40, right? I was like, suck fucking cock, bitch.
I was going to say, they better come with a blowjob.
And they didn't, unfortunately. We get there.
It's not gay if it's part of a business deal.
It's not. Of course not.
It's part of a business deal.
No, it's not gay if...
It's just good business.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good business. Yeah.
It's good customer service. But it's not gay if our dicks don't touch. I always say that.
Or if you use two fingers, it doesn't count.
Okay.
Two fingers.
Right.
Two fingers?
Yeah, I get you.
The thumb and the index finger. If you touch the penis with those two fingers, it's not gay.
Speaking of gay, we fucking took Jello shots. God damn it.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God.
Eddie was wanting Jello shots, and I'm like, this guy wants Jello shots.
It was a joke.
I was – my mind was boggled. I was just like, what the hell's going on here?
His mind was so boggled he bought them.
I put money down on the table, and I said, let's get some Jello shots.
And then the best part was that Steve saw us, and he's like, oh, that's right, motherfuckers. You guys were just talking shit about it. And I was like, no, it's a joke. It's a joke.
And Eddie's wearing a flannel shirt, guys.
I am wearing a flannel
shirt. We're taking them sarcastically.
I'm like, oh, look, we're all laughing, and we're taking them sarcastically. It's like, fuck you guys. And I'm like, all right, we got to.
We tried joking around. We're like, oh, this is horrible.
Yeah.
I'm not going to work tomorrow.
I ain't
going to
lie. They were pretty good. But I was like, oh, shit, we got to save face.
They were pretty good, though.
I'm like, we got to save face. Let's just put ourselves on
blast
on the show. For $1.50,
those shots, pretty damn good.
Pretty cracking.
He uses Jell-O brand Jell-O.
Yeah. That's top-notch Jell-O right there.
Hey.
When you order it, Bill Cosby,
he actually
goes inside.
Yeah, he actually, yeah. He says J-E-L-L-O. You can see my face right now.
It's like,
but overall, it was a fun weekend. Like I said, we were so close, huh? To like the fuck. I'm not kidding. We were sitting where all family and shit sits.
Yeah, dude. But
hey,
no,
what was the line of the night?
Nobody. Oh, my God. Make it his night.
Make it his night.
Some guy behind us just the whole time, like, make it his night. But he's rooting for, like, oh, my God. It was just like, whose night are we making it? Like,
make it his night.
Is it prom? Like, what? Make him feel special? Okay.
Yeah. And he kept saying that. Make it his night.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so that was our fucking weekend. And then we go to Hooters and we did a classic.
I was at Hooters this weekend, too.
Oh,
weren't you really?
Hooters.
Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's Saturday. Huh? We were at Hooters. At Long Beach?
No, Utah Hooters.
Oh, you don't count. You don't count right
okay.
now. So we were like gentlemen waiting for the young lady to give us her check, and she just wouldn't.
Forever.
Yeah, she just wouldn't come. So we walked
so you
guys to the front
booked
door.
It again,
no, we didn't book it. We walked it.
We walked to the front. We're like, okay, let's take the check.
Was
it
a casual stroll or was it like a?
No, it was a casual stroll.
It was a casual. We did not run.
Yeah, we did not run. We fucking walked. And then, like, we got giggly when we got to the corner. And then we ran.
Yeah.
Even though we didn't have to. But, I, you know, here's my theory. She just clocked out, and she totally fucking forgot about it. Because that bitch gave us the fucking, our check fast, remember?
Yeah,
quick.
She wanted
and
to
she
get
never
us
showed
out.
Up again. Anyway, fuck that. That was my weekend. Eric's getting married this Friday. I'm really happy for him, and I wish him and Tiffany the best.
Good. Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. Seriously, he needed that. And he needed a strong woman like that in his life. And good for him that he got that woman. She's awesome, man. I like her.
She's cool. She makes good foods.
Yeah, she does make good food.
You guys hung out yesterday.
Yeah, while Ruby, I introduced Ruby to Symphony, his daughter, and they just instantly just, at first it was that awkward moment like in Step Brothers when they first meet.
Like, you gotta help me dragon.
Yeah, yeah. So they were just staring each other down for a little bit, and then like, I'm like, come on, Ruby, break the fucking ice. And then she just takes out some candy, and then they became best friends.
Did we just become best friends? Yes.
Favorite non-pornographic magazine to masturbate to. Wait, these are kids we're talking about.
I know, exactly. Never mind.
No, I was quoting the movie.
I guess he was.
I was quoting the movie.
And I was about to finish the quote, but then he kind of mind-boggled me. So, yeah, that was cool. We had a good time. We're actually hanging out tomorrow and go over there and have the girls hang out again before she has to, you know, go back to Utah.
I wish
and
I
stuff.
Had kids.
Uncle Muffin needs a little baby, man.
No, what was that hashtag you guys put on?
Yeah,
Uncle Muffin
like
needs
that?
A kid.
Yeah, Uncle Muffin needs a kid. What's the hashtag?
Hashtag.
Hashtag. You gotta say hashtag, too.
Hashtag.
Hashtag.
Okay, there you go, Eric, too.
Eric,
good.
Too. Eric, too's on his phone. Fucking
my first day. I'm like,
he's all excited. He's telling everybody on Facebook,
oh, my God.
Oh my God.
I'm on.
Listen in.
I'm on.
Download the podcast.
Hey, so we're on we're gonna go ahead and have the guys from the Deuce Brewery come up and talk about it. Before we start, It's a local brewery here from Torrance.
Torrance.
And
where's Torrance?
Torrance is right here next to Carson, not too far
from
Carson?
Here. What freeways?
405. And 405 fucking freeway.
405? Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
They brought today the
pecan pie.
The pecan. The grandma's pecan, right?
Yeah. Gam hey, Gam.
There's a beer named after me.
Just like awesome. Grandma used to make.
What is it?
Costo Eddie?
Costo Eddie?
Yeah. Costo Eddie. Badass. Spell the way I spell it too. So they have more beers. They have the Double Trunk. They have a Grandma's Pecan, Grinning Face Porter, the Me, Juice Box Series Blood Orange, and Juice Box Series Raspberry. So right now what we're drinking is the Grandma's Pecan, which is a brown.
Why does it got to be brown, bro?
It's a brown ale, bro.
Why does it got to be brown?
I don't like know. Because we're Mexican. But it's really good fucking beer. I want to have the guys over here right now talk. Which one do we get? Do we get the guy that looks like the actual dude? From the Big Lebowski?
He is the Lebowski, yeah.
The dude?
The dude. His name is, I have his name. His name is Jay.
Jay. I said Ray, because he's a ray of sunshine.
Where's Jay at?
Let me yell for him.
Let me try. Yeah, Jay! Let me flag him down right now.
Should we get Jay? The Master Brewer or Jay? Master Brewer, right?
Master Brewer's here, too?
Yeah. He's the dude with the hat. I forget his name. The hat that looks pink next to the jukebox. Quick, Griswold. Hit the lights.
Jay.
Brother Mansell.
Jay's not the master brewer, though.
No, he's not. He's a sales dude.
Yeah, Jay's the sales dude. Who's the master brewer? Him over there, huh? Okay. Master brewer.
Master Bruce. Master Bruce.
we're going to talk to Jay first. We're going to talk to Jay first, and then we'll talk to you.
Jay's a sales
we're
dude,
broke,
right?
One of our fucking cables, one of our cables got fucked up, so we can't have any more microphones at the moment.
Three and going strong. There ain't nothing wrong with that, right?
Exactly. Three, yeah, exactly.
So these guys are all the way from Newfoundland, right?
Negative. We're from New Torrance. It's New pretty awesome. Just not as far as Newfoundland. It's pretty badass.
Jay, tell us a little bit about you guys, man. About the just overall the Dudes Brewing Company.
Overall, we're a newer brewery that's hit the market. We've been out for about 6 months now. We're all a bunch of local guys. We all grew up in the South Bay and, you know, Southern California area. And overall, you know, we're just here to make some good beer and get out and have fun, man. We want to make sure that people don't forget that beer's not just about fucking drinking and shit. That's overall a fun community, you know.
Fucking yeah, it is.
That's what brings people together. That's how you meet a lot of people nowadays.
Oh, fuck yeah.
It's what it's about, man. We want to make sure people don't forget that it's just beer. Like, don't take this shit too seriously. You got to have fun with
yeah,
that shit.
Thank
we,
you,
we
man.
Try to make sure that happens.
Awesome.
You know what I mean?
Fuck yeah. What we're drinking today is the Grandma's Pecan, right?
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
That is a brown ale?
Yeah, it's our brown ale that we add actual roasted pecans that we source from Georgia to.
I could taste that shit.
Hell yeah. yeah. There's 250 pounds per 60-barrel batch.
Beautiful.
Which equals to like 3 pounds per batch. It's a lot of pecans per fucking barrel. So it's pretty nice.
You know,
solely keeping the pecan business alive over here.
They
guys.
Are. So you're fucking welcome, pecan motherfucking business.
Pecan
out
Sam,
there.
We got you.
Are you a local of the South Bay or from Long Beach? Actually,
I'm a local from South Bay. I'm born, raised in Torrance and all that.
Oh,
good
cool.
Stuff. Live in Redondo now, love life. But I make it out of Long Beach as much as possible. Still, yeah. You know, pretty much all of L.A., Long Beach, a little bit of O.C. is like my territory.
That's all you, right?
I handle all that shit. Yeah.
But have you been working with these guys since the start, or
since the very start? I started there. My first start date was September 10th, back in 2012. Our equipment showed up 2 days later than that. I helped build up the equipment a little bit,
nice.
And then kind of just got on the streets and started establishing ourselves with all the fucking guitars.
So you,
and
I mean, are you guys all friends?
Oh,
overall?
Absolutely! Like it's a real small, quaint group. Like I worked at a beer bar in Redondo. Our cellarman Rich, that's here tonight, I met him at that bar and got him the job here.
Oh, okay.
Our brewmaster has known my cousin since they're like in fucking elementary school.
Oh, so basically, like, it's, yeah. So you guys are all fucking close.
Oh,
six
absolutely.
Months, and you guys.
We're getting after it.
Dude, this is a really good fucking beer. Personally, what's your favorite beer? I know that you guys have more.
Favorites right now that we got out is either the Double Trunk, which is our big double IPA that's available in cans also, And then our Kölschel Eddie, which is like a Kölsch style, similar to a Pilsner. It's lighter, easier drinking. It's like the two extremes of our beer and our profile. But when I'm working, I got to drive around all fucking day and like sell beer to people. So it's a lot easier to drink the 5.5 Kölsch and get that shit done. And then, you know, when I get to go home and have some fun, I get to crush the 11% fucking double IPA. And
that's
have
what
a good
I'm
time.
Fucking talking about, man. Hell yeah.
If you're ever in my area of work, you can just drop off a case.
Yeah, he works in El Segundo, actually. Yeah.
Oh, do we? I'm in that area a lot, absolutely.
So, I mean, if you just want to drop some off, I'm not going to argue with you. My trunk will be open.
He'll be all right with the 5% while he's at work. Just
okay,
he's
the 5% at work and the double trunk for home. We can figure
it
out.
There you go. Double down.
Do you guys have anything else in the works right now as far as, like, seasonals or anything like that?
Yeah, actually, our right now we have a raspberry out for, like, our juice box series is our seasonal series right there.
Okay.
Our next installment in that is our first one released when we first launched about 6 months ago is our juice box series, Blood Orange, that we add cocoa nibs and vanilla beans to. So it's pretty much like an orange sickle with fucking chocolate flavor. It's pretty badass.
Fuck yeah.
Received really well. People loved it. And then also we're trying to launch our cans for our Kölschel Eddie and our Grinning Face Porter end of the month, beginning of next month. So you'll see all those in the market real soon to hit.
Badass. Is there anywhere we can actually grab your guys' brews right now?
Like can-wise to take home, we're at all the BevMo's, Whole Foods,
okay. BevMo's,
Total
Sweet.
Wines, all
nice.
That kind of stuff. We're working on Albertsons and Trader Joe's and all that. So you'll start seeing it pop a lot more. And then on draft, we're all over the place. Easiest way is to go to our website, thedudesbrew.com, and we got a beer finder. Just type your fucking.
Oh, yeah, I saw
in,
that
and you're
earlier.
There, dude.
Yeah,
it's
I
great.
Saw that earlier
great.
Today. Yeah, badass, man. So, you guys are fairly new. I wouldn't want to say yet, but like any, like maybe for the future, like beer festivals where you guys can go ahead and, you know, like some brewers, they get, like, awards and shit. And
perfect example, like, next year we plan on entering, like, the Great American Beer Fest out in Denver.
Yeah, yeah.
And all that kind of stuff. Like, we skipped it this year because when it came up, it was, like, we were 4 months in.
Yeah, exactly.
We were still figuring our system out and shit. You know, we don't want to even bring beer there that we're not completely dialed in.
Yeah.
With anything new, there's a little learning curve on
no,
that.
No, definitely,
so we're at the curve and kind of going strong with it right now, so we're happy how our product's coming out now.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna keep. And it's the thing that I tell Steve all the time. Like, I try to push the crafts like a shitload out here. You know what I mean? Because everybody knows San Diego is where it's at for crafts. It's like the fucking capital mecca of fucking.
It's fucking stupid. They got 75 goddamn breweries out there. They're going crazy, and more gonna open next
it's
year.
It's ridiculous. I only go out there for that.
Hell yeah.
And I'm fucking like, I'm like a little kid at Toys R Us, you know?
Dude, absolutely.
And what I want is, from what it looks like now, Long Beach is picking up more on it overall. But I just want more people to fucking enjoy good fucking beer, and that's the shit.
Well, and the thing, too, is I've been, like, as I've been starting working for these guys, when I first started, people were like, oh, my God, you're opening a new craft brewery in L.A. Like, the market's so saturated. There's, like, 6 breweries. It's like, what do you mean? Like, there's 35, there's 70 in San Diego. Yeah. You're telling me that San Diego's a bigger market than Los Angeles? Like, you're wrong.
It's
like,
really not.
Los Angeles is the biggest market on the country.
Yes.
Like, get out of here. Like,
so we need
like,
more.
Frisco's ahead of us. San Diego's ahead of us. Like we're starting to catch up. People, like, the past 3-4 years, people started to click and get it.
That's
that,
why
that closer means better, you know?
Yeah, that's why I
the
never understood that. I never. That's why I get really fucking excited when I hear, you know, new brewers, because it's like, why the fuck are we on top of shit, you know?
Hell yeah. That's what I've been in the craft beer industry for about 8 years now and slowly watch it progress. And it was always mind-blowing to me that there was not breweries here. It's why is there no breweries in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Like, I have to drive 120 miles to go
no
get
shit.
Craft beer? Like, what the fuck is that? Like,
yeah.
I should be able to walk down my goddamn street to get that shit, you know? Like, we should be saturated.
Especially
at
the
in
beach
Los
cities. Oh, we should be fucking way ahead of that shit, man.
And then there should be breweries, like, popping up on every corner.
Yeah.
So can we walk up to your brewery and drink?
Yeah, I mean, is that
not
we?
Yet? We're working on that. The city of Torrance is you got to file for permits for all that kind of stuff. So we're in the process of getting a permit. We got to prove to have a hearing about our permit. So we're going the right direction.
Good,
just time.
We're
guessing like 2 to 3 months at the very long.
Good.
So we could find out once we go into your website, right?
Absolutely. Website, well, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
You guys have what's your Twitter?
It's all dudesbrew. All dudesbrew.
Just dudesbrew.
The dudesbrew.
The dudesbrew.
You'll find our stuff.
Handle the dudesbrew. Twitter, Facebook, the dudesbrew. The website, thedudesbrew.com, right?
Exactly.
So fucking get on it. This is Jay, guys. Again, he is one of the reps, right?
I'm the head sales dude for Dudes Brewing Company.
He is the head dude.
Sales dude.
You motherfuckers get that shit right. The head sales dude. We're going to talk to one of the brewmasters, right? Next.
The head brewmaster. This is the man behind all our liquid that kills it, dude. He's fucking awesome and a good guy. So I'll pass it on over to Jeff.
Hey, man, a pleasure. Thank you for talking.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, man. We're about to talk to the
El Mero Mero.
The fucking brewmaster.
No, the brewmaster.
No,
the
brewmaster.
With three E's on it.
With three E's. The brewmaster. He's flipping his hat right now. The blue.
The blue master.
The blue. The blue master. He's really good at making beers, just not opening headphones. He's great at making beers, but he has problems with headphones. And we just figure that out for him.
When your head is in the beer, you don't have time for anything else.
You don't.
Check.
Ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and choose yourself, sir.
I'm Jeff. I'm with the Dudes, head brewer, and love beer. And
so what was the interview? What was the interview process like to get into the Dudes? Did you have to do any, like, hazing or anything going on? Or?
You might want to not.
Or were you the brainchild behind the beer?
The hazing process is not even stopped. It's tough. It's a tough place to work, but it's love. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's Cellarman Rich or Brewer Rich. Or we do everything. We wear a lot of hats, and we don't really hold any sort of superiority. Besides, you know, when it comes down to a upper level. Business decisions, yeah, you know, we have to make those and play managerial roles, but we are a very dedicated team, and that's what happens. I don't hold a brewmaster title. I'm a head brewer.
Sure. How long have you been brewing overall?
I was a good high school senior, so 1989 I started brewing.
Yeah, I think that was you that I had read about that your chemistry class or something
AP chemistry. Yeah.
Yeah, that's insane. I was reading. He said, like, I had AP chemistry, and I just decided, like, you know, he got into the whole shit.
Make some beers.
Yeah.
It was one of those chapters of experiments, and it was on heat being given off, exothermic reaction, and fermentation was a little blip, and I was like, you know, I never raised my hand in class, but it went up.
How old were you when you made your actual first, you know, like when the first time you actually brewed?
I was 21 years old.
He winked at me, guys.
13 going on 30.
Yeah.
I made my first wort when I was 17. And my mother
under your dad's supervision.
Under parental supervision. So.
Adult needed.
That's what happened, guys. Exactly. So, he got his Mattel. My first brew reset. You know, his mom bought it for him, so it worked out.
My first brew house. Oh, that's good.
I got a question.
Go shoot.
Your beer, this pecan I had here is awesome. What would you say? Well, Mike hasn't had it yet because Mike didn't like it. Mike hated it.
No, I'm kidding.
No.
You know why Mike didn't have one? Because I didn't buy one because it was $6. I bought him a Pepsi.
He's a redheaded stepchild. He liked it, though.
People do have to hate, or else we're doing something wrong, because nobody loves – everybody can't love the same thing. So.
True.
I got to say, though, when it hit my lips, I was just like, wow, this is pretty good.
It hit your lips.
When it hit my lips, I was like,
I love you, Dad.
Once it hits your lips.
Once it hits your taste buds. It gets it going.
Something that Mike and Toby, the other two dudes, owners, they will stand behind is we brew beers the dude's way, which is not to style, but to a self-proclaimed style. It's an English brown because we use English yeast and hops, but BJCP, no, it's not an English brown. It's a 6.9%, 38 IBU imperial brown, maybe, but we brew beers we like to drink, and we hope people enjoy them as much as we do.
It's all based on what you, that's the thing that I like about certain like actual brewers and stuff is that they, or just overall brewing companies, is that they make and they push what they enjoy.
Absolutely.
And yet it's not more about like, oh, it's what everybody else likes. No, it's about what they enjoy.
That's what I was going to ask. Yeah. What drives them to put their beers out?
And then before you know it, everybody, the shit is that everybody fucking enjoys it regardless. And it always happens. I'm just saying. But, I mean, I'm a big, like, craft beer guy. Like, I don't care. I'm a snob, man. But I fucking love beer. You know what I mean? Like, I'm very picky and shit. And you make the beer, obviously, but you can smell the fucking... You can smell the pecans, and I don't know why, because you just told me how much you guys use.
Yeah.
Like, the first thing I smelled, I was like, pecan. But no, go to finishing Giorgio's question. Giorgio?
Oh, you know, I was just asking, and you answered it already. Like, what drives you to put these beers out? I mean, what drove the pecan? But it's obviously something you guys...
The fingerprint of that beer was Rogue's Hazelnut Brown. But
you know what? Eric was like, it gives me that roguey feel, but...
They took it to the big, big hazelnut flavor, which is fantastic. We thought hazelnuts wouldn't work in our cost of goods, so we went with the pecan because it's fantastic. Everybody knows the flavor from the pie, and it's kind of big, but it's also subtle, much like a lot of our beers. Very, very subtle layers, and nothing too, wow, that was good, but I could only have two sips.
No, it had a good, I'm not a connoisseur of anything, but I want to say it had a good weight to when I was drinking it. Like, I could sense, you know, like, what was in there, but it didn't leave that, like, super bitter tastes or...
Yeah, it's just,
it was
just right.
It was
right?
Good,
it's
yeah.
just fucking right. And like, about 3 weeks ago, we did an actual sampling. We sampled 13 beers, different crafts from different breweries. And I'm going to tell you right now, and I'm not, because you're here, like, I appreciate the fuck out of this beer because just what he just said, it's just like, that balance is fucking perfect. There's no bad after. There's always a beer that has that bad, like that bad taste, and at the end it's like that, or vice versa. Yeah, no, this one you can actually just, even if you have one, you're gonna enjoy the beer. You know, you don't have to keep having it to get used to the flavor. No, this is a really good fucking beer, man. And thank you guys, man. Like you guys did it. I'm telling you, man, you guys are doing your shit right now. Like this is really good fucking beer.
There's so many fantastic brewers out there. You know, again, you know, we were inspired, and I think all beers come from inspiration.
Of course. It's just like anything else in the world, you know, it's just inspiration,
you
know, but...
It's like, you know, you make a meal of food. It was a Frank Ricard comment. But, you know, it's like, that was great. And you make it, and you just say, they make it so good, I'm not going to make that, I'm going to make it. With this spin, and then you get new styles and new inspirations, and it's never ending. It's a very, very, very fun industry to be in, and there really is no end to it.
Do you have anything in the works right now? Something like something new, a different style beer?
I don't know, something amazing, I guess.
I mean, are you guys working on new shit right now? Like,
yeah, we've got hop contracts are coming up. The harvest just went down, so we're trying to get our hands on some of the sexier, more sought-after hops.
Yeah.
We have an Imperial Red for next summer. It's called Bloodstripe.
Okay.
And an Imperial Russian Stout, a Pale Ale, and a West Coast Weizen, which is another Dude style.
Well, okay.
Doesn't fit BJCP, so it's a West Coast Weizen.
Nice.
Now it's off to Green Flash, West Coast IPA. I mean, just call it what it is. If it's not something, make it something. So.
Exactly. Well, all we have here at Iguana Kelly's right now is just the pecan, right?
And correct. That's,
Do you guys have like? I mean, I know a lot of other people do bottles and cans, but from what I heard, Jay was saying you guys just do cans right now. Is that what you guys do?
Yeah,
right
we're
now?
We're doing a 16-ounce can. Our four core brands. Grandma's Pecan, Double Trunk,
yeah.
Grinning Face, Porter, and Kolsch Aleti, our Kolsch style.
Yeah.
But We're looking at doing a 19.2-ounce can, which would be kind of our version of a 22.
Sure.
Just under.
Yeah.
But we'd like to get that shelf space, but I don't know if that's going to get there because it's not 22 ounces. But we are going to do the single 19.2-ounce of the some of our other beers.
Do you guys have plans overall as to opening your actual brewery to the public? Eventually,
yes. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We, you can just, we got, I think Jay already covered it. We got our stuff in September. We installed it. We made beer in February. March, we hit the market. But, I mean, the tools aren't put away.
Right.
We still have tools all over the place. And we want to put the tools away before we have people come in.
Yeah, definitely. And, yeah, of course. this is the first time I ever had your guys' beers. First time Georgia's ever had your guys' beer. And like I said, like I'm excited to try the rest of your guys' beers. I'm gonna push, and I want him to bring in some more beer. So you have Jay try to push some more like just canned stuff that because I honestly like and I was just telling him like I hate the fact that I have to go to San Diego to go appreciate like craft beers, and I get so excited every time there's a newer brewery out here. You know what I mean? It's exciting, especially when I found out about you guys. Like, it's really exciting, and I enjoy beer overall. You know, like I appreciate beer so much, and it's not because I'm a drunk or anything. I just like I truly appreciate the
You're
taste of
drunk.
Beer.
Side
I am
effect.
A drunk, but I get excited. You know, I want to let people know, man, that you guys are doing it right from what I tried. This is just one beer, and I can only imagine how much better the other beers can be, you know.
Thanks a bunch.
And I'm gonna push, man, and I wish you guys, like, seriously the best, and I really hope you guys get to wherever the fuck you guys want to get eventually, man.
They're going to get there.
You will. Like I said, you can literally smell it.
You know what makes the beer for me? I mean, you know, you can have any beer, any can, but you can not listen, but... All the guys here that are here right now, I mean, there's, like four or five guys from your brewery here?
Yeah.
Great people.
Yeah.
Really great. Really nice. Really friendly. They bought us our first round.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why it tasted extra good.
Nothing like free beer.
No, but you know what? That put a better taste in my mouth knowing that meeting these people who make the beer that are down to earth, really friendly people, you're like, wow, I'm gonna go spend my money on this as opposed to buying
not even just that
else,
but I'm gonna
go
ahead and spend my time with the people because you know what, and I won't mention, but we had other like other breweries and stuff, and then we just had a cancellation last week of a brewery that was supposed to, not even the rep, you know, couldn't make it, but whatever. But just that, what you guys did, just overall, it just shows type of people that are running this brewery.
It was like a team effort.
Do they make great beer,
make cool glasses too.
We were just talking about how badass these are.
They're great glasses.
you guys made the effort to come out here, hang out, and just giving us the time and showing us what you guys have. And again, this radio show is about pretty much how we are so open and we don't hide behind anything. Like, anything I have to say, I'll say it. If I didn't like it, I would be like, this is some shitty beer. No, this is a really good fucking beer, and I cannot wait to try the rest of the beer, man. And I'm not saying it's because you're here. This is really good beer, and whatever you guys are doing, keep doing it. And I look forward, seriously, to try the rest of your beers. And for you guys, just I wish you guys nothing but the best.
Thanks,
man.
Thanks so much. Really, you guys, you nailed it. It's the team.
Yeah.
We show up at work 6 in the morning. We work till, I don't know, 6 in the evening, 6 at night. That's the same thing. 8 at night, whatever. But, you know, we're so tight. It's like an empty nest. It's like, well, what are you going to do now? You going to go home or do you want to hang out?
See, I caught that when I walked in. I didn't even see you guys' hats, but I caught that. And I was like, shit, there's a group of guys. They're just having a great time. I'm not going to bother them for the space because this is usually what we set up.
right.
And then I saw the house. I'm like, oh, this is the guys.
We can kick them out.
Now we can kick them out. But no, I mean, you can feel it. You know, it's not just about work. It's like there's a friendship. And
yeah.
I'm telling you, man, you guys are doing it right, man.
We're brewing Double Trunk tomorrow, 6 a.m.
See?
And I guarantee we're all going to be all going to be complaining that we were up until 11 or 12 tonight.
But anyway, thank you so much, man. And I'm gonna push. I want to try the rest of you guys' beers.
Steve's
and,
listening
maybe,
right now.
Yeah, maybe in a few months, a couple months, we'll have you guys back, and you know,
be fantastic.
When you win that trophy out in, where are you guys going? You guys going to Colorado?
They're
gonna
do the Denver one, right?
Denver?
You guys, next year, you guys are shooting for it.
Oh, I know nothing about
that. Jay, you liar.
I'm sure somebody's hungry for some hardware.
But no. Anyway, thank you so much, man. I appreciate the time.
It's been my pleasure.
Thanks for the round. Like, I really appreciate it.
For sure.
And this beer, we're gonna promote the fuck out of it because this is really good beer.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
See ya.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Dudes Brewery, Torrance, California, locals. You guys need to support it. The Dudes Brewing. The website is thedudesbrewing.com, right?
Dudes Brew.
The Dudes Brew?
The Dudes Brew. Is there a the in front of it? Or just Dudes Brew? The Dudes Brew.
Thedudesbrew.com. Twitter, The Dudes Brew.
Facebook,
The Dudes Brew. Follow them.
Do you guys do Snapchat?
Yes.
Am I gonna get any nudes at all? Like
dick
naked
pics.
Beer cans? No, naked beer cans, dude. Without the labels,
you will
you know?
Find anywhere dust has settled. You will find a dick pic drawn in by somebody. Guaranteed.
You can find their stuff at Whole Foods. You can find their stuff at Bevmo. What else?
Beer, wine. What is
that? Total Wine and More.
Total
there
wine
you
and
go.
More.
Yeah. So just keep an eye out, guys. The Dudes Brewing Company. And thank you once again, man. Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. That was the, like I said, the brewmaster for the Dudes Brewing Company. These guys are solid guys. These guys are actually friends, and you could tell they're on our right now having a fucking blast, and they just got off of work, and then they all came together out here. Unlike other people, they just send the rep and shit. No, they're all here.
They're all here.
They're Everybody. All here. These are the founders, the owners. They're here, and they took the fucking time, you know, out of their day. They got to be up at fucking 5 a.m. to work at 6.
Yeah, dude.
You know, so
I'm not gonna complain that I have to work tomorrow.
Yeah, no. I mean,
they actually bought us a beer.
They did buy us beer, and I truly appreciate it. And now, then they opened the open door. That was pretty badass. We gotta go.
If you think about that, though,
we gotta go.
They bought us a beer. They paid for their own beer to give to us.
Thank you.
Wow.
Exactly. Yeah. So we need to go. Look at Mike finally got one.
Mike got a beer.
Mike's moving on up.
He's no longer the redheaded stepchild.
he threw away his Pabst can.
He threw the Pabst against the wall.
Yeah, he spit on it. Son of a bitch.
You better not finish it. You better not finish it. The Pabst. Throw it away. No, you
we,
don't.
We,
Okay.
All right. So, again, we're definitely, us at Ransom Radio, we're definitely going to take our trip out there and check out the brewery. Get a little tour and shit. So, I said this about Carl Strauss, and I did not say this about Lost Coast, and I'm gonna stand by it. This is my radio show. This is our radio show, and I'm gonna say
no,
it.
No, it's just Eddie's. I'm invited.
I'm not gonna say the same thing about Lost Coast. They made absolutely no fucking effort, and I don't give a shit. Okay, they made no effort. To not even send a fucking rep, you know what I mean? That's a bunch of bullshit, if you ask me.
Is this the beginning of a rant?
No. Carl Strauss didn't have to do that.
No, they didn't.
Carl Strauss is a humongous,
huge
fucking brewery.
They had they had their beers at fucking, where's that pizza place that
what pizza
Dave?
Place?
Round Table. Remember they had the Carl Strauss was at
Round
Table?
Oh, they
table?
Did have them, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
They had like two beers there.
But I mean, my
big.
Point.
If they're Round Table big, man.
My point being, they're a big brewing company, okay. And they actually had somebody come out here, Okay, and the guy had a fucking great time. The guy actually wants to come back.
Yeah.
And they actually brought us beer as well. They don't have to do that shit. Who are we? You know what I mean? They don't have to do that. The Dudes Brewing Company did the same thing, and they're all here. The brewers, the reps, the owners, they're all
the
here.
The friends.
The friends, they're Martin, here.
Having a blast,
the people that have
too.
Nothing to do with the beer company beyond being friends
they're
are here.
Still here.
They're still here.
They could have just fucking left and be like, oh, you guys took so. They're still here. And they're just enjoying. They're in the jukebox, putting fucking music. They're having a great time. They're still here. Okay? And Lost Coast didn't do that shit for us. Okay? Like.
They did bring cool glasses, though.
That was. No. Those glasses were already.
I drink milk out of it.
Whatever, man. Like I said, that just says a lot about Last a fucking brewery. That says a lot about
it's
a brewery.
Chocolate milk.
Oh, okay.
That says a lot about a brewery. It says a lot about certain people. Like, I'm not going to go ahead and judge one brewery because of one guy, but that representative should have been like, you know what? That's one of my clients. I'm going. He's decided not to. Fuck it. Whatever, dude. Look, the only reason I'm saying this is because I appreciate the guys from the Dudes Brewing Company that much. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, seriously.
It's ridiculous.
I'm blown away.
They didn't have to do that shit. Thank you guys one more time. You guys need to support that.
And that
the
was
Dudes
a
Brewing Company. I mean, whatever, man.
No, they're cool dudes.
Yeah,
that's the thing. They're cool dudes.
If you guys were here, you guys would just think they're just like hanging out with us.
Yeah,
just part of the crowd.
Drunkards.
Our people.
So wait, do we start off a rant? Right now,
you want to start a rant?
Let's start a rant. I want to hear some anger. This is
no, there's no anger. I mean, I have a rant right now. My rant is very simple.
Frustrations
or
something.
No, my rant is very simple. And this guy,
it's about what haters, right?
Oh, dude, I got a fucking rant about haters. Let me tell you guys something. I've been
haters are your motivators.
Haters gonna hate. I love my haters with a Z. I love my haters. I've been an entrepreneur.
What? Entrepreneur? Oui?
Entrepreneur.
Come on.
Entrepreneur. Entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur for 4 years.
Lipovitan sales? I think longer than that, my friend.
Well, actually, I've been an entrepreneur for 8 years then. But I've been an entrepreneur for years, okay? Like, I just can't work for people. I've been an entrepreneur, and I'm all about business. I'm all about making money.
If it doesn't make dollars.
It don't make sense, baby.
There you go.
So, I've done it all, man. You know that. I've done my own sales. I had a barbershop. I've done it all.
Don't talk about the porn, right?
No.
Porn?
Don't talk about that adventure I went off on.
The one time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that 5.5 didn't qualify. I mean, what?
What?
I just thought if you can get it hard, apparently not. Apparently size matters. I've done it all, you know. And the thing is that I do this for my daughter. I do this for myself. I do this for my daughter. I do this for my family. And I push.
You're not
for
satisfied
success.
At where you're at.
I'm never
ever.
Satisfied until I get really where I really want to be at.
Where's that?
That is. And I don't want to say this because it's now. That is where I'm at now.
Are you looking at a monetary number? Or are you looking
no.
at a
I'm
lifestyle
looking at a,
number?
I'm looking at it like more like a lifestyle. Just
you want to be able to live
the way...
Comfortably.
You know what, Giorgio? If I can live the way that I'm living now the rest of my life, I'd be very, very happy.
Okay.
Happy.
But if you could throw a Bentley in there, you're not going to complain.
I'm not going to complain at all. All
right. I got you. I hear what you're saying.
I would hate a Bentley right
now. And let me tell you something, dude. Before I met Steve, the owner of Iguana Kelly's, I was already doing fine with my new business that I'm doing now. I'm doing catering.
Yeah.
And I know we joke around a lot and everything, but like meal adjusted catering is my business.
Legit tacos, my friends.
Oh my god, great tacos.
And
yeah,
I mean,
Eric was here yesterday.
Yeah, he was
on
here.
Tuesday.
Yes.
Like, believe the taco hype, guys. Believe the fucking taco hype. I'm a business. This goes far as my dad. My dad is a businessman. My dad is a hustler, and that's exactly where I got it from. I don't work for people. I work for myself. Thank God, dude, I've been fucking so fucking blessed since I started this business. I've been so fucking blessed and so lucky and so, you know.
Well, you sold out last night.
I sold out like, what, 2 hours?
It was just tacos.
And about how many tacos did I sell? I want to say I almost sold about 300 fucking tacos. That was insane.
Dude, your freaking plates were gone.
Yeah, I ran out of plates last night.
Taco Master.
Yes.
He was serving tortillas on top of tortillas with tacos as plates.
Before I met Steve, my business was already doing good. Because you guys know, like, I'm always booked. If I'm not doing parties or events, we don't hang out because of that. If I'm not doing anything, I'm doing something, and then I meet Steve. This man is, and I told him 1,000 times I am in fucking debt to him. But as you can say, we have the same mentality where it's just like, if you can make a fucking dollar, dude, and I can help you, I'm gonna let you. Me, dude, I'm not a fucking greedy guy, and this is where my rant is going. I'm not a greedy guy. I wish nothing but success for every human being in this fucking world, in this community, especially out here in Long Beach.
I wish nothing but the best for you.
So, I have a, and I'm going to fucking say it, there's this stupid idiot who asked me for a job here.
Oh, yeah.
And he asked me for a job, and I even said, because that's the day when I was going to buy the lunch truck, the next day. I said, hey, man, I need help eventually. Give me about a week or two. I'm actually on my, I'm purchasing a lunch truck soon. And he's like, cool. This stupid motherfucker was so drunk that he didn't think I could hear his loud ass. He was hating like a motherfucker. Okay? I found out, because not even one did I hear him, but then I heard from the horse's mouth really what went on. And he knows. He knows that I know. So ever since I confronted it, he's never even looked my fucking way. Nothing. He just quiet. Nothing. Right?
Hater.
Listen. You fucking moron.
What did you learn your trade?
To me, this is funny. Yesterday was Tuesday. Yesterday, he's over here sparking a conversation with people talking about, I have a taco stand too. And I do this and that. Look, bitch, I've never seen you in my fucking life, you dishwasher. You know, I've never seen anything.
Pinche lava platos.
Look, if this pendejo was smart enough, and not even smart, no. Why do you, if you wanted this, you should have fucking attacked this. You know what I mean?
Should have put a ring on it.
Yeah, you should have put a fucking ring on it. And even if you probably would have gotten it, and not to rub my own fucking dick or anything, the tacos probably wouldn't have been as good as mine, you piece of shit. And that's the fucking truth.
Because
my tacos,
dude. I don't even want to talk to you right now. You're so conceited.
I make my tacos like they're for my family. I don't just make tacos to make to sell them. No. And you know that shit, Mike. Because Mike knows that. Mike knows it. I yell at that motherfucker so much.
Yes.
Because every taco needs to be perfect, at least in me. And this is just taco. Wait till you try my fucking burritos. Holy fuck.
Get the fuck out of here. You're making burritos now?
Is that a sexual innuendo?
You guys. So, my thing is, if you would have, like me, okay? If I wanted to go somewhere else and somebody already went and did it, and it's working out for them, I would be praising them. I'd be like, good job, man. Congrats. Keep fucking doing what you're doing, right? I'm not going to fucking hate on them because my fucking brain wasn't functioning at that time. My brain functioned after I fucking envied that person. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
And that's a bunch of bullshit. And that's just a lot about character. That little fucking twig. And the reason I don't do it is because Mike and other people had brought sense to my fucking mind. Like, if you hurt that guy, this is what he can do to you. And I won't say it, but this is what he can do to you. And it's nothing physical because I would fucking break that guy with a pinky. That's the fucking truth. Just snap that little piece of shit. You know? I can embarrass him in front of all his friends. He's a popular guy here. I can
embarrass him and slap the fucking shit.
Eric does
jiu-jitsu.
You better stop
puffing up your chest.
Eric, that guy would not dare get in his guard.
No.
Guard.
I would take his back.
Yeah.
How do you street fight, Eric? Do you have to, like, get on the floor and be like, hey, get in my guard really quick?
I warn people. I warn you.
If you get in my guard, you're going to die.
He unzips his sweater.
A white belt in jiu-jitsu.
No. You are a second degree white belt.
Let's get that straight.
Deadly.
And I just dropped to my back, like, dude, get in my guard. Just get in my guard. I dare you. They always walk away.
Yeah, of course they do. They think he's crazy.
They don't want none of this.
He's doing turtle
like,
style.
They're like, why does that guy have his legs open and he's welcoming me in?
Why is he laying down with his legs up in the air?
Why does he have an erection?
Hey, it's passion. It's passion. It's an art.
It's passion, I know. But But you know, like, that's part of my rant is people need to stop fucking envying people and hating on people. And like we say in Spanish, ponte las pilas.
Put your batteries in.
Put your fucking batteries in. Put your batteries in and get to work, motherfucker. Don't envy others. The people you envy, use them as motivation and get to work. You do what I did and get your ass to fucking work, and we'll be in the same level, and we'll shake our fucking each other's hands, and we'll all fucking just have money and be successful and have a really good life. This is obviously a street punk. This is just a fucking a punk fucking guy who has nothing better to do. Because all he does when he's in the parking lot is smoking weed and drinking fucking beers from 7-Eleven. He doesn't even come in here to buy beers. Even though they're a fucking dollar, he doesn't even do that. That's how a piece of shit that guy is. He's the guy that drinks in the fucking parking lot, getting drunk off of fucking, you know, beer from 7-Eleven and fucking mooching off of his friends for weed and all that other bullshit. You know what, motherfucker? You're a young guy. You know, you're still young. You got a fucking brain, and hopefully it works still. Get your ass to work, motherfucker, and go succeed for yourself. Stop envying people. Stop being a hater because motherfuckers thought about shit before you, and motherfuckers actually provide some good shit that people like it. If my food was not that good, I wouldn't be here anymore, and people would not be over here making a fucking killer line to have my food. You know what I'm saying?
El tacazo.
And that's the fucking truth. Wait till you try my fucking burrito. That's all I'm going to say. Because the fucking menu is expanding. You know? And I've been doing this shit. I know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm not some fucking guy that just, oh, I can make a... No, motherfucker. I know what I'm doing. You know what I mean? That. Second rant, fucking Laker fans. I had some shit yesterday with some stupid
Lakers
fucking idiot.
Lakers 13, bro.
Laker fans want to make basketball like a fucking gang. Fuck you guys, dude. There some Laker fans are fucking idiots. Okay? Look, this guy has the balls to tell me, hey, this is a Laker town. Why are you wearing your Clipper? Suck my dick, bitch. I work and I bought my fucking gear with my money. I wear whatever the fuck I want. You know what I mean? What the fuck? What's next? They're going to tell my daughter don't wear her fucking Clippers hat and her fucking Clipper jersey? I would.
Did she work for it?
I work for it.
Okay.
You know, and that's, you know, I'm like a fucking lion. You get close to my cub, I'll fucking chew your fucking face off, man.
As it should be.
And the thing is about these stupid idiots that they want to fucking, like, use sports team as gangs. Shut the fuck up. You don't play for them. You do not play for them. You haven't done shit but fucking fought people because you're an idiot and wore that fucking old-ass fucking jersey that your uncle gave you. So now all of a sudden you're a fucking a fan. You have a Dennis Rodman jersey probably, and you probably wore it thinking you're a hardcore fan and shit. But that was the cheapest jersey on the fucking market. You know what I mean? So these idiots want to come and tell me that this is a Clipper town. I'm sorry, a Laker town, that I should be wearing my Clipper, you know, fucking merch. Fuck you, bitch. Don't make me laugh. You know what I mean? I wear whatever the fuck I want to wear. I support the team that I want to support, and that's just the way it goes. Idiot yesterday was trying to tell me, oh, the Clippers just want to be like the Lakers, 16 championships. And I was like, that's funny, bro, because you probably forgot about last season, huh? And I did the little sweeping thing. I was like, we swept the fuck out of you guys. You guys win the first game of the fucking season against us, and all of a sudden they're champions.
Yeah.
They're champions. Yeah. So you know what I told this idiot?
The dynasty, though.
I told it. Well, yeah. Hey,
that dynasty. Look,
there's rock stars in the 70s that still bring up the 70s.
That was a good time, man.
It was a good time, but you're not that person anymore.
I wasn't born at the time.
You guys gotta accept it that what's there is not there anymore. Kobe's out. This fuck. When this, I'm pretty sure. And Kobe's my favorite player. And that's the thing that I never had a dislike for the Lakers until all these fucking fans started hating.
You hate the fans, not the team.
Yeah, I don't hate the team for shit. All these stupid idiot fans started coming out of the fucking woodworks and just like acting like it's a fucking gang defending their team. This is our house. No, fuck you, bitch.
I've been a Laker fan since their third championship in a row.
In a row.
I jumped on the bandwagon early on.
I guess now, after the third one.
I guess they're pretty good.
This idiot's arguing me out there. And then basically my response was like, shut the fuck up, eat your taco. That's what I told him.
No, the best line, shut the fuck up and eat your tacos.
Eric was here yesterday. Shut the fuck up and eat your fucking taco.
Let's make his night.
And
He made it his night.
Head down, whatever. And then he eventually comes back and says, oh, I was just kidding, whatever. But you know what I mean? Like,
just kidding, bro.
Like, look, man.
he said you had delicious tacos.
He did say I have delicious tacos, by the way. I don't back down from fucking people because I don't give a shit if it's 100 people. I don't back down from that shit. You know what?
Never,
I am who I am. I'm not going to be.
Never
who,
back down.
I'm not going to be. I'm not going to be a person that people want me to be because it's going to be comfortable and fitting. You know what I mean? I'm going to be who I am. If you don't, you can accept me, that's fine.
All right, I'm out.
George was out. George was only my friend. I knew it.
Can't handle
but,
you. Man.
You know, that's my rant. My rant right now is just like haters. Hey, man, you guys want to hate on people? Use the people you envy as inspiration and motivation and get out there and do your thing, man. I wish you nothing but the fucking best. Don't be a little bitch, though, and talk shit. And then when I confront you, you know, like, make it seem like you never said anything and act stupid. And then you know that I know, so of course you're going to avoid me. That's fine. Just don't be an idiot. You want to have the success that I have? Go out there and do and work. Do your shit. You know what I mean? Same thing with Laker fans. You know what? Your time is up, motherfuckers. I'm sorry. You guys got to accept it that there's always going to be, for all I know, the Clipper season of excitement is going to end this season. And then it's never going to happen again. That's fine, dude. I'm going to stick behind that fucking team regardless, though. You know, I'm not going to stop wearing my hat. I'm not going to stop wearing my jerseys, my shirts, none of that shit. Because I'm not here to fucking to fit in with anybody, dude. I'm here to do my me. So it's not a gang. Grow the fuck up, you fucking idiots. And it's a lot of the fucking ghetto motherfuckers, dude. A lot of people from Linwood, too. When I see that shit, I get so sad, dude, because I'm like, damn, those guys are like 35 and they're still like losers. Acting like it's a gang. It's sad, man. But haters, keep
hate
doing work, man. Don't
hate,
man.
Haters
gon' hate. Love my haters. And Laker fans, hey, man, you know what, dude? It's a fucking sport. And players, they're in and out. So fucking just fucking lighten up. It's not a gang. Relax. You know what I'm saying? I got no hate towards the Lakers. It's the fucking Laker fans that I fucking can't stand. Anyway, man, I'm going to give a shout-out one more time. To Steve, he is the owner here at Iguana Kelly's. I want to give a shout out to my boy Tom. He's if you guys are into like that street photography, on Instagram, man, his handle is Sub Cuz SUBCUZZ. Look it up, dude. That guy does some fucking insane. I went to high school with that guy. He does some insane badass fucking photography off of his fucking iPhone. It's not even professional cameras. It's all iPhone. And this guy has a humongous worldwide, like literally worldwide following.
Prestige worldwide.
So check him out.
I'm looking him up right now.
Sub Cuz. S-U-B.
What is it? Way Too Ill hashtag?
Yeah, him.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, look his shit up. Way Too Ill. Hashtag way, the number two, the two, and then I-L-L. Way Too Ill hashtag. Sub Cuz, man. Tom, big fucking props, man. Here's a skater that he works out. He's a professional skater. Works here at Iguana Kelly's as well. He's a really cool guy. His name is Carlos. Look him up on YouTube, guys. Carlos Lastra. Carlos Lastra. L-A-S-T-R-A. This guy has... He's a really good skater overall. He's been doing it for years. But this guy, the future is... There's no stop for that guy's future because he's a really good skater. Look him up on YouTube. You guys want to have some cool entertainment, you know? Carlos Lastra. Keep It Heavy Clothing. Keep It Heavy, K-E-E-P-I-T Heavy, H-E-A-V-Y Clothing. Look them up on Facebook. My buddy Rob, that's all his shit right there. He does some designs. He's a true metalhead. He supports the metal scene, and that's what his clothing and movement is all about. They have fucking cool festivals with big bands on them and shit.
He's sending out shirts for the crew, right, for us to wear next show?
He's going to give us some shirts. Keep It Heavy. Now you,
nice.
You have to now.
Now I'm going to have to.
Rob, you're going to have to now.
It's on radio. It's
my friend's
real
band is playing here on Saturday. I can't make it. Unfortunately, I have to work. My friend Daniel, I don't even know what they're called. My friend Daniel's band, they're playing here at Ferns on Saturday here in Long Beach. So you guys want to check that out. Anything else before we close out? Any shows, anything you want to just talk about?
It was actually a privilege to sit down with you guys. I mean,
cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Thank
Georgia.
You. Always fun.
I just want to let everybody know that... they're playing really good music at this bar right
they
now.
They are, dude.
Really
whoever,
the whole night.
Literally, since I walked in here, whoever the fuck tore this jukebox up is tearing
honestly,
it up.
Honestly,
all
guy,
good
I saw
shit.
The guys from the dudes on there, and they freaking threw on MXPX. Oh, my God. I've been sitting with the heart on this whole time.
Eric's, if you guys don't know that, his favorite band
big
of all time,
time
is MXPX. Yeah.
Magnified plate over here.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But that's going to do it for us today, guys. And sorry, this show's probably extended a little longer, but... As usual, we had technical difficulties. I like them longer, right? I am your co-host, Ed.
You're a co-host now. I just demoted myself. Yes.
Wow.
Fuck.
What happens when I'm here?
I'm the main host.
I'm your producer, Eddie. I am your host, Eddie.
So yeah, Mike on the ones and twos.
Yeah.
Eddie on the microphone. Eric on the microphone. Georgie on the microphone.
I'm the background noise.
I really got to pee, guys. So peace out. Thank you guys for listening. And we apologize for last week's episode. Hopefully this makes up for it. Peace out. You guys have a good one, and be safe.
I love you.
I love you all.
Magic Mike.
Magic Mike.